There's obviously a massive demand on the ambulance service currently in Donegal and indeed in the whole West. But this is it's an issue we've been raising now for quite a while with the Regional Health Forum and the National Ambulance Service at the meetings. And there's a number of things that they've been putting in place to try and meet the target set by HICWA. We have the Pathway Initiative now, which is trying to minimise the amount of people that have to be taken to hospital. Look, we all know the difficulties that we have in University Hospital Letterkenny with the accident emergency. We have regularly ambulances queued up waiting to deliver patients into the ED. We only have one hospital in Donegal. We have an operational model, and we've argued this quite a while, a few times, that is based on cities in Britain that has been transferred here. We don't think that model fits in rural Ireland.
And I
It
think
certainly doesn't fit.
that's particularly exposed, isn't it, when you could have, you know, three, four, five ambulances at LUH that could be from all different parts of the county, and then you get an emergency call and you look at where the next available ambulance is, and then that's where you get these stories, albeit I hope they're rare, an ambulance from Kinloch responding. It's all sort of intertwined, isn't it, with our geographical spread, the delays sometimes in discharging patients from ambulances into the hospital, and then of course the inevitability that the phone goes when you have your least resources often.
Yeah, look, and ambulances, I'll say regularly. I mean, last week we had on one day 13 ambulances queued up at Letterkenny University Hospital. That has a massive impact on the service in the county. And we've had to, in the past, as you're aware, Greg, bring ambulances in from other counties to meet the demand and the calls that have been used in Donegal and vice versa. Ambulances from Donegal have had to go to other counties as well because they're under pressure. But if we drill down into the figures, if we look at the purple calls, which are an average of 11 to 20 a week, and that's the one that's not hitting its targets, it's probably the most serious and something that we really have to look. Because if you were waiting for if you're on a purple call and waiting for an ambulance, 5 minutes, 10 minutes is a long time. Never mind having to wait up to an hour. The red calls, which would be averaging around 800 calls on a weekly basis, they are hitting the targets. So there is a lot of calls that are being met in the time set by HICWA, but we have to get better.
Just in relation
Now,
to how we respond to that, I mean, obviously the more crews, more ambulances, well, we have the ambulances, more crews seems obvious, but we don't want a situation where instead of 13 ambulances queued up at the ED, there's 23 ambulances queued up to the AD, if you know what I mean, like at the ED, sorry. So that's I think that seems to be a real issue in terms of, you know, ambulances being unnecessarily, you would feel unnecessarily tied up.
Yeah, and look, it's what we do because the ambulance service and the personnel are doing a fantastic job in this county, as they are across the whole country. And what we need to look at is, right, how can we give them the tools to do their job as and when is needed? And I know locally the management in the West and the Northwest have been asking for further service development posts to be allocated to Donegal. There was a number of these posts allocated right across the country, but unfortunately in the West and Northwest, none of those posts were allocated. And we have asked about them. We've put in PQs to the minister as to why this hasn't happened, because this would help and enhance the service that we have, particularly here in Donegal. And as you're aware, Greg, we have a very aging population. Now, all the demographics of, you know, what leads to a lot more essentially cancer patients, a lot more people with COPD in Donegal. So there's nearly a bigger ask. And I think rather than looking at the place as a whole, the country as a whole, we need to look at the specific needs of each
Well, the
county.
money has to follow the patient. It's logical,
Yeah,
but
valid
unfortunately, at the
location,
moment,
and
it
put
doesn't.
the resources into Donegal and indeed the Northwest that are needed to meet the demand. Okay. And that's the issue for us at the minute. It's getting the powers that be to understand this and take it on, and to look outside the so-called operational model that they're currently using.